Actually, I think I did figure that out.
You got it.
So welcome everybody to our weekly prayer call. This is John Bergsteiner, and Mel couldn't be here with us tonight, but I look forward to the time we have together and coming before the Lord and lifting each other up. It's always a privilege. So before we get started with our prayer time, I did want to ask if there are any specific prayer requests from anyone here that you'd like to share before we get started with the prayer time.
Hi, it's Patty. I'm having a hard time with the skin symptoms and a rash and itchiness and waking. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Patty. I appreciate you sharing that. Is there anyone else that has any particular prayer requests? Okay. All right. Peter has graciously offered to lift up our prayer this evening. Anyone else who feels led to pray is certainly welcome to. But Peter's going to lead out for us, and we'll just come before the Lord's altar.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Hello, everybody. Welcome. For anyone that's new here, God has led you to a place of perfect healing and grace. So if you're here for the first time, welcome, and I hope you remain. For those of you that know me and that have been here a while, before I begin to pray, I would like to just extend the measure of joy that I have in my health. The angiogenic cysts or the borrelia-related cysts, which I think they are on my arm, have all, thanks to the grace of God, been removed. And through the, the blending of the herbal content in the immune cells, Pulse, which I'm on my second bottle of. I get a little nervous in my voice because I don't want them to return, but I'm doing so well. So I want everyone to know, you know, I'm real close to what I would be able to characterize as symptom-free, which I've been working for over 3.5 years to get to, although I've been in good health for 2 of those 3.5 years. So I want everyone to know that the science is sound. I remain healthy for those of you that may have doubts. And just an incredible gift of God's grace from where I was to where I am today. So I just wanted to extend that measure to everyone that may have doubts about whether or not you can get back from this. Believe me, you can. So that having been said, if you'll bow your head, Father, we come to you today as a group, as a community, bearing forth your truth that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are here. So we welcome you, Father. We give thanks to you for all the blessings we've received and for all the blessings we've yet to receive. Oftentimes we come to you with prayers of need and want and desire and not often with thanks. And you tell us in your word that to pray incessantly with thanksgiving. So we first embrace you with thanks today for all that we've received. Father, we come to you today with the understanding that faith pleases you and that without faith we cannot please you. And that to beat this disease we must have faith. So, Father, we ask that you give us faith in you that is like a fire that is strong and unceasing. We ask that you fill us with that flame and with the promise that that it will bring eternal glory. We ask that you let us feel the warmth of your grace, which is your love, and that the understanding that that grace brings forth miracles and blessings and has brought forth the miracle of healing to many in this community. So we just come before you to bask in the glowing light of your merciful forgiveness, the forgiveness that allows us a chance to try again, to restore our health and restore life, dedicated and obedient to you, and a chance to try again where we may have failed in the past. So we ask that you set us alight with a powerful faith, Father, a faith in you and a faith that, as you say, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, will move mountains. So, you know, the scripture that tells me this is your truth is Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. It will be done for you. So, Father, I ask that you bestow upon those listening today the belief in something enough that that the faith in that belief that they cannot see will manifest in them and in us to realize the power in it. So just to imagine, Father, we have to learn is not enough. We have to learn how to back what we imagine, which is looking for our health again. With every ounce of courage and love and conviction that our hearts can muster, because this is when we truly find faith. Your truth tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing of your word. And so I ask today, Father, that you grant the understanding to people here that to be obedient to you and to be centered in your word releases the faith that brings forth the healing. So if you can't believe in something that much, you truly will not find the faith. And I believe that that we can understand you today, Father, as the architect of our healing. So I want to declare in front of everyone here, Father, and in front of you, that my faith, it empowers me when I'm feeling low, Father, and it emboldens me when I'm lacking in courage, Father, to face this unknown challenge. And again, I give thanks for that faith. I declare for everyone here in your presence, Lord, that my faith encourages me when all looks hopeless. And that you enlighten me through the confusion and the chaos and the order of each day through that faith. And I want to again thank you for that faith, Father. I want to express to everyone here that when you lean on faith through obedience to God and release it, you that is how the kingdom within you comes forth and how God fulfills the promise and is faithful to prosper you, which involves returning to health. So, Father, I tell everyone here how my faith enriches me when I feel empty and embraces me when I feel alone. And again, I thank you for it. So, Father, I ask that you bestow the same measure of faith to everyone here and that they understand it is such a gift. So, Father, we ask that your kingdom come into our hearts today. And we understand that when you come into our heart, you sanctify us, which means you make us holy. Which means you teach us how to understand your ways and how you think, and that it nourishes the spirit, and that it helps us understand that Morgellons is a spiritual disease also, and that we do not treat the protocol with spirit, we treat the protocol through faith, and that it purifies the body and the mind and the soul. So, you know how, if you can make people understand, Father, how insignificant the passing moment is to our eyes without faith, but how important it becomes each moment in our eyes that are enlightened through faith. So how can we deem anything insignificant that's been caused by you through our faith in you? Every event and every moment, Father, teach your beloved flock here today that every event is guided by you. And so it contains your infinite greatness, the greatness which is able to heal. The greatness which is able to restore. We glorify you, Father, in everything that happens through this disease. We accept it as a gift because when we look back, as I look back, I realize that, and we will realize that everything is a gift and that you have worked this disease in our lives for a purpose. And in whatever manner you make us live or die, we must be content that everything is heaven to us because all of our moments, even through this disease, can be manifest in your love. And we can learn how to rejoice through the suffering. And we can understand that we cannot come to know God until we come to understand deep suffering. For some, it's the loss of a mate, Father. For some, it's the loss of a child. For some, it's the loss of a home. It's devastation for many. But to know God must include to know suffering. And if you come to understand that concept that you can deliver to those afflicted the significance and the purposefulness in their disease and how it can develop the faith that comes forth from it. So, Father, I give thanks to you personally so much, and I declare my testimony for these people that I put my faith in you in a way I've never done before, and that these troubles have taken their toll on me, and but I am ready, willing, and able to surrender to you every day because when I do so, the day is filled with glory and filled with joy and a peace that I've never had before, even in the midst of what I've been through. So, Father, to close today, I ask that you lead everyone here where you desire them to be. And I ask that you make us all as an obedient child, able to follow, knowing that your guidance will never steer us down a wrong path, and to put complete, absolute trust and faith in you, to move people to be centered in the Word, to understand that faith comes from hearing the Word. Faith is released, and the authority to heal, to have that faith heal, comes from submitting to God's authority, and to submitting to your earthly authority, to a manager at work. God has placed that manager there. And if you struggle with that manager, you must submit to that authority, because then you become obedient to the Father, and the Father will allow your faith through that obedience to heal you. And I want you to please, Father, bring that faith forward to people so that, and put it in their hearts and minds so they can understand what you have so graciously discerned to me. You know, it's, Father, help people understand it's easy to have faith when it's filled with happiness and comfort and pleasure. And you know, when things are running smoothly, we feel like we're aligned with Spirit. But in an instant, you know, we can be challenged. So help people understand that in an instant we can find relief from the challenge too. My faith in you, Father, will not waver. It will not disappear. You will be faithful, whether sooner or later, to everyone that has this faith. You know, sometimes I wonder, for those that are present, Father, I want to testify that I wonder why you give me the challenges you do some days. But I will not stop believing, for it brings out my highest good. I wish that things could be better at times. And I know that things are not perfect all the time, but I understand, Father, and I ask that you give those here today to understand that you are molding me to be better and to be stronger as you are molding others through this affliction. Sometimes I get angry about the pain because I'm human, and sometimes I feel a deep longing in my heart because, you know, you haven't completely removed the flesh. But I know at the end of each day that it's part of the blessed miracle of life that you've given me, and so I'm grateful to you, Father. And I would like to end today to say, today I'm alive, Father, and this gives me faith for tomorrow. Today I'm healthy, Father, and this gives me strength for when I am not. Today I'm happy, and this gives me hope for what's to come, which is more of what's life's blessings that you brought forth. Today I'm whole. This gives me the power to move with ease through my world and fortify the knowledge that others will also be. And today I am brave, Father, because it gives me courage to face the challenges that are going to arise tomorrow. And today I am, and this gives me faith to do the best that I can. And I want you to bestow upon everyone the knowledge that you have already fulfilled the promise in them. You gave it to them when you gave it to Adam. You know, we already have faith, Father. Remind us of that. Each time we rise out of bed to face the challenges of the day, remind us we already have courage. And each time we go to bed at night with the difficulty of the day that's passed, make sure that you give us the strength so that we're ready to do it all again tomorrow. So, Father, finally, James 1:6, ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Cultivate your faith through obedience, Father, in these people here, and allow them to understand the significance of obedience and being deeply rooted in your truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with you, Father, and the Word is truth. So I give thanks to you, Lord, and I ask that you bestow the blessing of health to everyone here today. I know that you can, and I know that you will, whether now or later. You will remain faithful, and you cannot lie. So I bring this prayer and these strong the strong knowledge of you and how you work in our lives today. With all my heart and soul, Father, and I ask that you bestow the blessing of health upon these people, your children, as you have for me. And we give thanks for that. We pray these things today, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, the name that will be called out by all on their knee when he returns again. We repent of our sin today, Father, and we accept forgiveness of our sin in the knowledge that Christ's blood paid our debt. Through his stripes we are healed, and remain faithful to bolstering those people in all the things that they need to be bolstered in. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray these things, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Wow.
Thank you
so much, Peter. That's a beautiful heartfelt prayer. So much there for us to contemplate, and it's an awesome privilege to be in agreement with that prayer. That's for sure.
Can I say one thing, John? I would want everyone to know here that I pray privately that the mentorship that God delivers through me to you folks, I want to acknowledge the work that we can do and the difference one man can make in your life. 3.5 years ago, I had no knowledge of spirit and of grace and of God's truth. And thanks to the guidance and the prayers and the commitment to this soul from John Bergsteiner, who is my spiritual mentor, I hope you can get a glimpse of just how far I've come. So, John, thank you for the tutelage, for the mentorship, and the grace that it's brought out in me. You planted the seed, and now you can see the fruit. So I love you, John, and I want to thank you personally for all to know that you, the measure of faith you instilled in me, I'm trying to plant those seeds in others. Okay? God bless you.
Thank you, Peter. I love you, brother. That's the thing about serving him. His spirit pours out on us and in us and through us, and there's really no bounds to it. So it's a privilege, and I love you, buddy. Oh, goodness. Well, does anybody else have anything they'd like to lift up or add in terms of prayer before we go to a question and answer time tonight?
Hi, it's Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Well, I'll just add that I pray for all of us and all those out there still. Well, I pray for all those sick and suffering who don't know about the website to find it, and just stand in the gap and intercede for them. And then I also pray that each one of us will walk by faith and not by sight. And when things look bad around us, whether it's with the skin symptoms or the relationships or all the hard work or whatever's going on that we feel in the natural is overwhelming and too much for us, I pray that each one of us is protected from believing that lie, and that we just keep our eyes fixed and focused on God and on Jesus, and he will keep us in perfect peace and strengthen us, comfort us, guide us, and show us what the next right thing to do is, and mostly to have peace, that God is in control, and he hears our cries, and he's watching over us, and his word does not return void, and he's working everything together for good. And he's going to do exceedingly abundantly, greater and beyond all that we think, ask, or imagine, according to his power working in us. So I just thank God. And again, I love the Proverbs 3. To trust the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So I pray that for all of us and all those out there still sick and suffering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Patty. Thank you. Oh, goodness. What a blessing it is to be able to come together before God's altar. Well, at this point, I want to open the floor to questions. Anyone that might have any questions of anyone here, please have at it.
John, it's Patty. I have a quick question for you about your the products and logos.
Okay.
Does that include a multivitamin, or do we need to go out and buy a good multivitamin, or just all the logos protocol and all of us eating really healthy is going to be sufficient? What do we need to do about a multivitamin?
Patty, that's an excellent question, Don. And yes, we all do need a multivitamin in this day and age, whether you're dealing with a chronic illness like Mark Ellen's or just trying to be as healthy as you can be. And that's where the thymic formula comes in with our protocol. But it is a very comprehensive multivitamin, multimineral, and a multiglandular. So it's kind of the foundational part of the protocol as far as giving you access to a very comprehensive menu of nutrients.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions for anyone here?
Hello, it's Ruth here.
Hi.
Hi there. I've just got a question about the monolaurin, which I started this month. And I'm just wondering, do I carry on taking it for the rest of the time, or is it something that you pulse in and out?
Thank you, Ruth. I'll be happy to address that. The monolaurin is consider it an offensive tool for, you know, in terms of the protocol. The base protocol is more about defense and establishing a strong defense in our bioterrain. And the monolaurin would be considered an offensive tool, but in particular, where we use it most is in helping people bring down viral loads that are dealing with some sort of a virus, like hepatitis C or shingles, you name it, any kind of virus, really. But it does have other properties, you know, other antimicrobial properties as well, documented properties. Monolaurin is antifungal, it's antibacterial, and definitely antiviral. So as far as when to use it, obviously, anytime you still feel you're dealing with multiple infections or especially viral issues, it's a very good thing to be doing. It can be pulsed, just like any of the offensive tools that we've got, and including that immune pulse. Or it's something that you can stay on. It's not going to harm you, you know, like an antibiotic will, or something like that. So it's just a matter of, each person's individual situation. Now, my daughter had, she's been burning the candle at both ends in school, and just this weekend began to come down with a cold sore. So we started slamming her with monolaurin on Friday, and it's already resolved by tonight. So monolaurin is really good stuff.
Right. Well, if it's not going to do any harm, just keeping on it, I guess it's maybe going to help.
No, it definitely won't do any harm staying on it.
Mm. Great. Thanks.
You're very welcome, Ms. Ruth.
Hey, Ruth, this is Peter. I just thought I'd add that, I have a high viral overload due to, in my 40s, I had shingles, and I've had hep C since I was a teenager. So, I just wanted to share with you. Based upon what I can afford or how I'm feeling, I'll pulse it in and out. But I can tell you there's no long-term ill effects from it. And I believe when I first initially introduced it, it did help with the inflammation and the symptoms I was experiencing on my right forearm. So. Just a little personal experience and what I've gone through. I think it's huge if you have hep C or viral overload, like John said. I can personally attest it helped me a great deal because I do have those. So just thought that might help.
Well, I did have shingles a couple of years ago. So maybe it's a good thing to be on it.
Yeah, definitely. And anytime you have some kind of viral outbreak, it's always a good idea to jump on that monolaurin hard and early, as early as possible if you feel some sort of an outbreak coming on. It'll shorten the duration of it dramatically.
Mm. That's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions tonight?
John, I have one question for you.
Okay.
With my busy schedule, I don't have the research time I usually have, and for financial reasons, I'm looking at trying to lower expenses in terms of alternative sweeteners. I found an organic sweetener that is contains organic erythritol, but I don't have any experience with that. So I was wondering if you have any idea of whether or not it's toxic or if it's safe to use erythritol as a sweetener on a regular basis. I know aspartame and some of the other ones are toxic, and I, you know, advise people not to go anywhere near those. But if erythritol is a little less expensive than organic stevia, do you have any information for us on whether or not long-term or short-term, if that's toxic or not, or if that's acceptable?
Okay, thank you. Well, erythritol is an alcohol sugar, and it is natural. It's not, you know, synthetic or chemical in any way. And it's certainly preferable to aspartame or any of the chemical sweeteners that are available that we know are carcinogenic, you know, tumor forming, you name it. You know, that's some scary stuff there, the chemical sweeteners that are allowed to be dumped onto the market, you know, by the our government and other governments. It's crazy. But erythritol, I did look into erythritol when it first came on the scene, and I found that it's basically quite harmless compared to those other things. There were some reports of people who had adverse reactions to it, but those were not linked to any kind of toxicity as much as they were possibility of it potentially feeding into candida or other types of fungal, you know, issues. And it's interesting that that's the case, but alcohol is, as you know, Pete, metabolized along the same metabolic pathways as sugars are. So, it's not completely unproblematic, but it's certainly much better than some of the chemical sweeteners that are available to us.
Okay. Thank you, John.
For me, it's hard to beat raw honey as a sweetener. You know, it's not only is it antimicrobial naturally, but it's it actually has growth factors in it that are unique to honey, and it's pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing food.
Do you recommend it if you have candida, if you have yeast at the moment?
No, I don't. I recommend, you know, a Spartan approach at least early on when you know you're dealing with fungal issues. You just don't want to feed it. And any kind of sugars are going to feed, you know, candida or any fungal issues, alcohol, sugar, bread, yeast, except for brewer's yeast. Those are all things that are going to feed into you know, fungal overgrowth issues, and especially early on, it's important just to get off of them and not feed into the syndrome.
Right. Okay. And this is Michelle, by the way, and thank you. I do have a question, and I think I pretty much already know the answer because the enzymes that we use, like Clean Green or Green Clean, they do heal. You know, the things that purge from your skin, the little black rods, the little black specks, the brown specks, the white specks, things like that. Enzymes are actually killing those, correct?
Well, they're certainly, you know, presumably protein-based, and the enzymes in Clean Green are proteolytic enzymes. So certainly I would expect that they would have an adverse effect on those things and help with the process of purging and getting rid of them. I mean, once they're out of you, it doesn't matter if you kill them or not, they're out. But certainly in terms of cleansing and sanitizing the skin, and like I use Clean Green in my basement. We have one of those dog doors, and I have three dogs that come and go in and out of the basement. And so I go down there regularly and vacuum the basement, but I spray ClinGreen, and you can't really tell after I've done that. Within an hour, you can't tell that there's ever been any dogs in there.
Wow. Right.
And that's because it kills the bacteria.
That's basically you're considering the bioengineering a single organism, because that's what it attacks, right?
Well, it attacks anything protein-based. You know, proteolytic enzymes break down protein.
Okay.
And so in the case of bacteria, it attacks the cell walls and causes the bacteria to implode.
Okay. And so if they do get out on your skin and they're in your clothes and you wash your clothes with enzymes, you should be good. If you don't, they could come back on you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I want to say hi, Michelle. Michelle's new to the community, John, and God delivered her to me and has brought me to a greater level of study, in scriptural study. So I want to welcome you, Michelle. I think that you bring so much to bear in terms of your spirit and your knowledge within this community. So thanks for being here today. And John, I was hoping at some point I could exchange Michelle's contact information, so maybe you could reach out to her.
That'd be great. I'd love to. Thank you for your input, Michelle, and for your questions. Welcome.
Thank you. Are we allowed to add, like, there was a girl just when I first got on that said something about rashes and a product that has helped me with the rash, or is that okay to mention?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who she was. She mentioned her name.
Patty. It's Patty.
Hey,
hi.
Patty.
Michelle.
How are you?
Fine.
This has been a long journey starting in July for me. Sorry, I didn't know I was going to get upset. So it's been a long journey, but I'm very strong. I haven't been at some times, but majority of it, I'm a fighter. And I've run down many rabbit trails, and I've found many miracles at the same time. I won't say many, but a couple. And one of those miracles was God led me to, without a doubt, was a company, and you cannot buy this product through the company. They only
Patty, let me stop you here. This is a prayer call, so we really don't want to discuss products and companies and things. It's not really appropriate. I don't want you to see that as rude, but it's really not appropriate right now.
I didn't know that. Okay, can she get in touch with me after this?
Yes.
I can tell her what she can do for that rash?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so maybe and Patty.
We do that, Patty, because there are so many online predators and so many distractions and so much cost damage to people's vital resources from pursuing company products that are not properly researched. So we like to, at least I like to make sure that anyone that I'm talking to or have access to understand that it's really very important not to talk in any way about products until you have a complete understanding of the manufacturing practices that are put in place and how they're brought forth. Early on, my research was detailed in terms of I had skepticism, which I encourage everyone to have. Because skepticism brings forth knowledge that you make the right choices, the informed choices. So I was very concerned about Logos manufacturing practices early on, and I researched them. So I'm just asking that before you mention companies or products, that you allow myself or Mel an opportunity to take a look at the product and the manufacturing practices before we put it out there so it can't do any harm to you or anyone else. Okay? And I appreciate you hearing me.
No, absolutely. That don't have a problem with that at all. Thanks for sharing.
And this is Patty. Peter, you have permission to give Michelle my number. Michelle was the one giving the info.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just, like a red flag went off in my mind because I'm always trying to protect people from making bad choices.
I think that's a wise thing to do. I absolutely understand that.
I think each is like experience, too. So my experience is that you know, products can be really helpful or really damaging, and this disease does not forgive, is not forgiving of bad choices and uninformed choices. So, you know, my experience and the things in that regard are real important, okay? Sorry, Michelle. Sorry, Patty. I don't want anybody to do anything that's harmful.
Absolutely.
Well, in this case, it sounds like Peter has both of you guys' contact information, so he can facilitate getting you two together. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
All right. Well, you guys, I've got a daughter leaving here in just a minute to go back to college, and so I've got to load up her car and pray with her and get her off onto the road. So I'm going to have to bow out tonight. But I appreciate everyone coming tonight. It's been a wonderful blessing to come together and come before the altar of the Lord. And so we'll do this again, of course, next Sunday evening. And I thank everyone for coming. Thank you, Peter, for your beautiful prayer. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you. Y'all have a wonderful week, and we'll look forward to coming back together next weekend. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you, John.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. God bless everyone.